What's going on, guys? It's Waleed. So, guess what today's podcast is about? It is about, why do I ask you a question and then I answer real fast? But today's podcast is about discouragement that other people serve you. And it is a direct result of a DM that I received yesterday for my How to Photograph Instagram account, which if you're not following, by the way, you should consider it. Daily things every single day. It's a community of about 36,000 people now. Everyone is wonderful. And daily photo tips to help your business, to help your photography. So I received a DM and I'm going to protect the guy that sent it. Nice guy. But I don't have permission to use his name or I didn't ask, to be honest with you about that. So we're going to give his anonymity. But the question that he asked is something that I've had to endure. You probably have had to or will, and so will every other creative artist, okay? So this is what he asked me in the DM. How do you get over the discouragement of everyone saying photography isn't a job? The 9-to-6 workday is killing me and my creativity. I have so many ideas, goals and avenues I want to explore, but the negative comments usually translate into fear for myself making the jump. First thing, guys, that I recognized was this. 9-to-6? That's the common workday now? I remember it used to be 9-to-5. So they're keeping us more in this unhappy place. And it's killing you. And to go to his second point, this really resonated with me. When somebody says to me, is killing me and my creativity. My workday is killing me and my creativity. I'm gonna listen to that. And I left him a series of those 1 minute voicemails that you can do on Instagram. And normally I charge for phone consultations, but I really wanted to reach out to him and I really wanted to help him. But I also wanted to make sure that everybody else heard this. So I made it into a post for today. And we're going to discuss that in today in the podcast in a little bit more detail. So first things first, it was 9-to-5, now it's 9-to-6. You see how that creeps up on you. Number two, he said it's killing him and his creativity. But you know what else is killing us? The environment, the stress of work, social media, all these different things. We've got too much going against us. And if you can control anything to bring you happiness, to bring you just a little, as Marie Kondo says, a little bit of to spark joy, then please do it. You've already established that your 9-to-6 job is killing you. So you could only do better, right? And I understand that it's easy for me in my position in my career to say, well, just do it. And I'm very sensitive to that. And I don't tell people, just do it. But I do tell people, start building a plan. This is why I have the Passion to Profit course, to help photographers get started. That's important to me, that you guys have the same opportunities that I did. And it's absolutely, absolutely important. The other thing that I want to talk about that is this. The people putting you down, and the last episode of Oprah, she said something, and I always watch this YouTube video, and the people always do commentary on it. The last thing that Oprah Winfrey told us on her Oprah Winfrey Show platform was that she learned that everybody does something because they're seeking validation. We eat, we work out too much, we overeat, we overwork out, we use drugs, we drink too much, we abuse, we are overly nice, all because we need validation. And that's all the human body wants, or the human mind, is that it wants validation for who they are, what they're doing, and that they matter. So when people tell you, from my experience, when people tell you, you know, photography is not a real job, you know that it's hard to get clients, right? You know that no one really makes money anymore, right? What they're telling you is, I didn't chase my own dreams. You guys think about this, all right? If you're listening at your desk or on a walk or on a drive, what they're telling you is, I did not chase my own dreams. Whatever it is, it could be photography, it could be being a nurse, it could be working with kids, it could be having kids, buying that house, moving to that city, you know, asking that person out. They did not follow what was their truth. And in order for them to feel good about themselves, they have to put you down. If you don't chase your dreams either, if you also are quote unquote realistic, if you keep it real too, then their decision is also validated. Okay? So if they didn't chase their dreams and they convince you not to chase your dreams either for the same reason they didn't chase their dreams, they feel better about themselves. It has nothing to do with you. It has nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with who they are, where they are in their lives, and their state of happiness. On the flip side, there's something else to mention. All the people in your life that are hypercritical of you, of others, ask yourself if they are truly happy. Now, this isn't against them, and we should be empathetic to who they are and their needs, but let's also be real. In my life, the most unhappy people are the most critical. In my life, the most critical I've ever been is also, coincidentally, when I've been my most unhappy. Also in my life, and in the people in my life, when I've been the least judgmental is when I've actually been in a really good groove, when I have been putting my head down and working and happy with the results and all of that. That's when I've been the most happy. And the people in my life, the ones that judge the least, the one that say, you know what, I couldn't do it, but I support you. Man, I wish I had that time. I wish I had that kind of, as my Jewish friends say, that chutzpah. You know, it's, I wish I had the audacity to just go and chase, but man, I support you. Those are happy human beings, and they support you. All right, so you got to keep that in mind, and you got to understand who the source is. Consider the source always. If the person has done what you want to do, listen to them. If they have not, kindly dismiss the conversation immediately, because every word they say is toxic, and it's going to be a seed that they're going to plant in you. It's like weeds in a beautiful garden, okay? So limit the number of seeds they can get in you. They can, you know, disperse all over your garden. So you just got to say, oh, thank you so much. I hope you don't take offense by this, but I just don't want to do any shop talk at the moment. It's been a hard week. Keep it there. Just have two or three statements in your back pocket and save yourself first, okay? Also say, thank you so much for the input. I actually, I'm going to go get another drink, but I want to talk to you about it a little bit later. Done. You don't owe them that conversation. It's just a polite way of dismissing yourself out of that dangerous situation, okay? Because what they feel like is when you start listening, they start preaching more. When you aren't listening and you are giving the facts of know how it will work out for you, they'll start giving you bigger and bigger facts about how it will not work for you. Again, underline, bolded, it's not about you. It's about them. There is all my friends that I think about. They're successful singers, signed to record deals, unsuccessful singers, successful actors and unsuccessful actors, editors, directors, dancers, painters. They've all heard this. I've heard it and you've heard it or you will hear it, okay? Protect yourself, protect your space, live in a positive bubble. That doesn't mean go out there blindly and aim for something without a plan. Photography is growing. I wholeheartedly believe it. They estimate photography is growing about 12% in the next decade. The reason why is this. Everyone is a brand. Everyone is branding themselves. Everyone, I mean, not everyone, you know what I'm talking about. A lot of people are starting online businesses. Branding is everywhere. Gone are the days of just for the rich. Everyone's got a business, whether it's on Etsy, or door-to-door or freelance service or consulting or their blogs or even their LinkedIn, their Instagram. Everyone is a brand. Everyone is aspiring to do entrepreneurship. Help them. Don't take money from them. Help them first, and the money will come. Let me just give you one example off the top of my head. Find yourself a good, successful blogger. They don't have to have a million, even 100,000. Give them content. Meet with them once a month. Give them incredible content. Shoot for 2-3 hours and give them that content. Ask for them to refer you to their blogger friends, to their circle. You'll see them, even if you make $500 a month to start. $500, that's $6,000 a year. Can you do something extra with that? Even if you have your 9-to-5, 9-to-6 job, can extra $6,000 a month, a year, help you start your business? It can. You guys, just think outside the box. Photography has changed. That doesn't mean it's gone. Guess what else has changed? I saw a doctor, quote unquote, saw a doctor recently over the phone. My insurance company, now you can see a doctor for an easy prescription over the phone. Is that person still a doctor if they didn't see me? Yeah, they are. Medicine has changed also. So has fast food. So has, home security. So has hotel services and with Airbnb. So has rideshare services. Everything has changed. We adapt. That doesn't mean it's over. That means you adapt and you move forward with it. All right. So when people put you down, kindly dismiss yourself immediately. If somebody was putting your child down or a little kid you loved, because we seem to treat other people better than we treat ourselves, I want you to think of yourself as a little kid. If somebody spoke to your child or your niece or nephew or your god kids or a child that you just love, any child actually, whether you know them or not, and said, you know that thing you want to do? It's not possible. It's not a real job. What would you say? You immediately would remove that child from that situation, and you probably might give some choice words to the person saying that. In this case, treat yourself as that child with that dream and walk out of that situation. Do it polite first and do it without an argument. You cannot argue with fools, okay? Just dismiss yourself and say, thanks so much, I'll be right back. And don't be right back. Thanks so much, I'm gonna go get a drink. I'll be right back. Go get your drink, but don't be right back. Hey, thanks so much. It's been a hard week. I just wanna talk about things tonight that's about fun stuff. Draw your boundaries for them, okay? You guys deserve success. And for the photographers that are listening, the photographers that have taken my course and they're saying now incredible things about it, you guys, you can make money. You will make money. And it's about having a plan. That's why I have this course. It's about A to Z of starting a photography business, how to handle it. We just released the first module for the first round of students. This is literally, and it's actually on my highlights, so you can read the exact DM from my student. And I said, is the course helping you so far? Overall, I mean. And he responded, yes, it is. A lot of info in the first two parts of the modules. I had questions on starting my business. I didn't know where to start. Now I do. I'm going to rewatch it and go over things really dive deep. That's what it does. So you guys have a plan. If you cannot afford the course yet, it's an investment. And your first client, if not your first, by the time you have your second client, you're going to pay for that investment easily. But if you're not yet ready for it, listen to this podcast, subscribe to this podcast, watch my YouTube channel, join my Instagram, How to Photograph, join my free newsletter that gives free tips every week. I want to teach you guys. And from my career, I want to help you guys accomplish incredible things. Doesn't matter what kind of photography you want to do. You're an artist regardless. Doesn't matter where you're at. My job now is to help you guys grow. All right, guys, so I hope that helps you. Definitely keep some back pocket statements ready when people discourage you, and be nice to them, because remember, they're not saying it because they don't think you can. They're saying it to you because they didn't. And all they want to do is feel validated. So if you also walk away from their dreams, they think to themselves, huh, I knew I was right. But no, they weren't. All right, guys, my name is Waleed. I will talk to you next time. By the way, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, real fast, one final thing. I would really love an honest review from you. At just takes 3 seconds, scroll down, if you could leave a review. Because the more reviews I get, the more Apple shows the podcast, the more photographers can benefit, the more we all rise up as a group together. All right, guys, thanks so much. Talk to you next time.